With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dobry večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Piet Coleman and Travis Doe.
So welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm your host, Piet Coleman. Today I'm joined by one of my really good friends and a fellow expat now living in the Czech Republic for how many years, Sam?
I've actually been here for 20 years, I think now, maybe 21 in November.
Okay, so Sam Beckwith has me beat by a decade and a half. So Sam Beckwith is with us, and he's also the creator of ProgPig.com. And what a great name that is. Maybe you could tell our listeners on the Bohemian Podcast about ProgPig, how you came up with the name, and what it really entails.
ProgPig, it's kind of, I guess it comes from my background as a journalist. I used to work for the Prague Post, which was the English language newspaper here, and I was in some ways frustrated with the English language coverage of Prague and the Czech Republic, and that it always tended to be fairly dry. It was either focused on business or focused on tourism or things like that. And I just felt that there were lots of fun and strange and kind of bizarre stories that weren't getting covered in the English language media. And I just wanted some outlet for that. And so I guess Prague Pig came out of that. I suppose the name, the alliteration, is kind of inspired by the Prague Post and the Prague Pill, which was also an alternative newspaper here. And also, I think one other thing, I just like pigs, which is a big part of it. And also, there used to be a satirical TV show in Britain called Spitting Image, where they always portrayed, it was used puppets, and they always portrayed tabloid journalists as pigs, kind of pigs wearing trilbies. So I guess that was also part of the inspiration.
So I can tell by your accent that you're from the Bronx in New York, right?
My accent is a bit misleading. I'm actually from Rochdale, which is near Manchester in the north of England, but my accent is a lot softer than a typical Rochdale accent. I guess I've been away for a long time, and I've worked with Americans a lot and lived abroad, and so it's not a typical Rochdale accent, although I do slip into that every once in a while.
When you get angry. Right, or drunk. Okay. So you basically have started a family here. You live here now. You've got a little daughter, and Prague has become home for you. So a lot of these stories that you write are things that I assume just pick up when you walk around the streets, or you hear things on the news or people talking about it, and you're like, oh, wow, what a great idea. Kind of what we do in Bohemian Podcast. We have these little inspirational ideas that come out of nowhere because you're having a beer with some friends someplace and they tell you some kind of crazy story about Czech people or about history or culture. And I can see that when you're going through the website, specifically, I'm looking at some of the headers here. Help me, scary chef signs, T-shirts, toilet paper with funny Czech names. intellectual things. Kind of the things that you would see if you could read while you're on the toilet is pretty much what we're looking at,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I guess so. I guess it's things that interest me and hopefully would interest other expats. I think my target audience, I suppose, is kind of people who've lived, like English-speaking expats who've lived here for probably at least a year, people who are relatively familiar with the basics and know maybe a little bit of Czech, but not so much. And so kind of aimed at those. It's just fun stuff. A lot of it comes from tabloid media. I read Blesk, the which is the best-selling Czech newspaper. It's kind of an equivalent of the Sun or the German newspaper Bild. And I watch TV Nova's news, which is kind of horrible but fascinating. It's just kind of a 50-minute news show. I think it's still the top-rated TV show in the Czech Republic, and it's this just weird mix of kind of sensationalism and sentimentality and just kind of and quite banal, mundane things as well. It's a very odd show, really, in some ways. But it's I think the Czech Republic's quite a small country, and to be honest, not a huge amount happens here of kind of earth-shattering importance. And so I think the tabloid papers and tabloid media have to work that bit harder to kind of come up with stuff. And so that's the stuff that I'm interested in, the kind of stories about kangaroos that have escaped from zoos and things like that.
Well, I think we covered some of those in the Bohemian podcast, too. I think the seal that escaped the zoo that ran up during the flood of 2002. Yeah, we have a lot in common, and we do appreciate that you link to our website as well, Sam. So thank you for doing that. But if you ever get to the Prague Pig, and I hope that my listeners will get there, praguepig.com. If you go to the About section, I think I really like the intro that you have here, which is heavily photoshopped images of Old Town, interviews with cafe-owning vis-a-vis hipsters, articles about the up-and-coming Carlene District. It really is kind of all over the place with this. And I think I have to ask you, what in the years that you've been doing, the 5 years you've been doing this, what is your favorite story that you reported on?
I think it's quite like just the boring stuff, the stuff that's kind of filler. I think especially at this time of year over the summer, they call it the cucumber season, when Czechs kind of go away to their country cottages and pickle cucumbers, theoretically. And then I guess it's equivalent to what we call the silly season in the UK, where they have to fill the paper with something, and so they kind of come up with these random things. I think my all-time favorite story was just a very short item in a local newspaper in Brno about a mattress falling on the road, and this kind of
heavy news.
Heavy news, and they gave it like a paragraph. And I think I remember that this kind of predates Prague Pig, but I used to be a sports writer, and I was looking through Deník Sport, which is the daily sports newspaper. And right in the middle of one page, they just had a picture of a dog splashing around in the water from a fire hydrant with no relevance whatsoever. It was just a picture of a dog. And then it wasn't even a new picture of a dog. It actually said it was from the archive.
At least the journalist integrity, you know, at least you got to date it right.
But I think that more seriously, the other stuff is... I think the celebrity stories are just entertaining. I think there's like certain celebrities who just pop up in Czech tabloids over and over again. I think the most famous one is probably Jaromír Jágr, where I think the biggest fascination for the tabloids is, will he ever marry? He's kind of the eternal bachelor. He's got a steady girlfriend at the moment. And I think maybe if he does pop the question, that will be like the happiest day in Czech history.
So as you can see, there's a little bit of that kind of like tabloid sort of feel that you get here when people want to know, oh, who's dating who? I think part of the issue is that there's really a handful of actors and actresses here that do things over and over again. For me, when I'm watching it, I'm having a hard time understanding the Czech, but when I see somebody that I see familiar, that's familiar to me on the big screen or on the small screen, they might be doing a different movie, a different role, of course, but to me, they always seem to be the same actor with the same sort of delivery. So I find it kind of hard to jump from, oh, he's a villain this week and he's a hero the next. But some Czechs do. I guess they're okay with that.
Yeah. I think the biggest tabloid star is Carol Gott. I don't know if you've covered Borsky Carol in the past, but he's kind of if he's sort of a Czech Sinatra or a Czech Cliff Richard, or a Czech Tom Jones, maybe is probably the best example. He was like a heartthrob in his youth. I think now he's in his 70s. I think, but he's just still an endless source of fascination. Basically, everything Carol Gott does is news, and it's just everything that possibly could have been written about Carol Gott has been written, but it doesn't stop the papers just going back and kind of dredging over details of the house that he's building in the country and what's in his will and just endless speculation about things.
You know, I've looking and perusing your site, just to see the differences of stories. It might be a story about mushroom picking season, which is happening right now. You know, people go out in September to go when the weather gets a little wet out there and the temperature goes down. Mushrooms are everywhere, and people go out, they get them, and then they dry them and they use them for the rest of the season. Something as wholesome as that, and then I'll see something else on there, like there's a woman from Poland coming in trying to have as many sex partners as possible to break the record, and every Czech mother should watch out for her son. So tell me about that story.
I guess that's a pretty good example of the spread of things. I suppose the slogan for Prague Pig that I'm using at the moment is the Czech news that nobody else wants to tell you, and that's a pretty broad remit, really. It really does run from everything from mushroom picking to kind of strippers and sex scandals and just tabloid sleaze generally. So it's a lot of territory to cover. I tend to put out maybe two or three posts on Facebook every day. That's probably where the action really is, more than the blog, but it's a lot to keep on top of.
What's your hope for the future for Prague Pig, and what are some things that you want to do? Because I know you have also an e-store as well to sell some merch. You've got you say you're going to other social media aspects like Facebook to kind of agree. And we hope that Bohemian podcast listeners will actually tune into this as well, so that you'll have more traffic on your blog as well. But what's the future hold for Prague Pig?
I'd like to reach a bigger audience. I think the most recent post about the kind of ugly places in Prague reached a lot more people than anything else we've done previously. But I'd like to maybe, obviously, some kind of revenue. I'm basically doing this as a hobby. It was kind of in some ways a project to see like how far you could go running a media outlet with basically no budget and completely in my free time. I really only pay for the hosting and the domain name, and then basically everything else has been free. I've kind of looked into selling t-shirts. That's something I'd like to do, and then maybe get some kind of advertising. I don't really want to do kind of Google ads or anything like that. I'd like advertisers that I can actually believe in. I think that would be a nice thing to do. And then, of course, there's our book, Pete, as well.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, you know, Sam and I actually work together in our day job, and we will have lunch, we'll have a cup of coffee, you'll have tea, of course, and we'll sit around and we'll talk about, hey, you know what? What can we do together from your aspect of things, from the Prague Pig, and my version with Bohemian Podcast. And you know, Bohemian Podcast already put out a book on Czech Christmas traditions, where we'll be selling that again this year. But there's so many neat little stories that, you know, I don't know if we can put a narrative to it. So I think we're just going to, you know, throw it together. But I like the idea of these little things that kind of, you know, you live and you learn when you exist here in Czech Republic or in Prague. I think we can put that into a book as just, you know, some curious ideas that especially an expat will have a fun time reading about what life is like here. So that book, I think, will be very entertaining. We're going to hold off on giving you the title, A, because we don't know it yet, B, because we don't want you to steal it if anybody has any great ideas. But Sam, what are some of the things that we're thinking about with this book that you can tell our listeners?
I suppose it would be a collection of facts and tidbits and kind of just interesting stuff about the Czech Republic. I think the idea is as you suggested it, is it is something you could read on the toilet. It's kind of, you can sort of...
Should we put that in the byline? You can read it on the toilet. Pete and Sam's viewpoint of Czech Republic. Grand, fantastic.
Maybe not. But it's a book that you could dip into and would tell you something kind of new and fun and interesting about the Czech Republic that you didn't already know, that probably isn't covered in the big guidebooks or anywhere else, really, at least not in English. And
well, I think that's the thing, too. If you go to a bookstore anywhere in Czech Republic, you can have a very small English-only section. And then you'll, right to the left of it, you'll see in the history section all these great books on Czech Republic history and Bohemia and Moravia. And, you know, unless they have pretty pictures, I won't buy it. Because I really desperately want to read these books. But learning the Czech language is, at least to read it and write it, is a whole nother level than speaking. And I think that it would be great to add, you know, our viewpoint as English speakers to, you know, that put a book out there for people to read. That's going to be fun to read. I think that's what I'm looking for with this. And I'm thinking of some great stories that we could talk, that you and I have talked about, that deals with history or legends and things that are just miscellany objects, you know, about Czech life here. We just mentioned one of mushroom picking season for one.
Yep.
What are some other ideas that you think we could probably hit on this book idea?
I was just reading yesterday about a guy, apparently it's quite famous here, but I'd never come across it before. A guy who, I think in Bohemien, some small Czech town, and he built a yacht called Nike in his basement, in his Panelak, so in his kind of communist era apartment building. And he built this beautiful yacht and then sort of sailed it off around the world. And it's kind of ended up in the National Technical Museum. But that's kind of a nice story. And then I'm particularly interested in kind of strange and spooky stories. I'm kind of working on as a kind of labor of love, working on a blog post about a UFO sighting in the 1980s. But I think it would be just spanning the whole, like all aspects of Czech life and history and culture, but not in a serious way, in a fairly light way.
I think the challenge for us to do this is how we're going to organize this book. You know, are we going to organize it geographically or by you know, concept? We'll figure it out. But that's something that you and I are going to have a fun time putting together, I think. And join forces between the Bohemican podcast and Prague Pig is a nice thing.
I think one of my favorite stories that I'd like to squeeze in there, it's kind of a funny but sad and kind of ironic story, is about Josef Bitsan, who was a excellent Czech football player during the Second World War. He played for Slavia and scored just a ridiculous amount of goals. And he was after the war, and so his records aren't really officially recognized because the Czech league played under Nazi occupation isn't included in the official statistics a lot of the time. And then immediately after the war, he was offered a move to Juventus, a very big and famous Italian club. And he turned down this move to Juventus because he'd heard that Italy was going to turn communist and decided to stay in Czechoslovakia. And of course, that didn't work out so well.
Well, you know, I think we're definitely going to have a sports section in this book and idea. And we've talked about a few sports teams on the Bohemican podcast, and hockey and definitely some European football. And I know that you and I have actually attended a football game together when Slavia was playing Bohemka. And Slavia is your favorite team here in Prague, right? It's got a great history, as well as Sparta is another mover and shaker. But I'm more of a Bohemka guy, mainly because of the only team that's got a mascot that is of the Klokani orientation. But for those who don't speak Czech, that's a kangaroo. And so there's a guy in a really sweaty costume, a kangaroo that comes out with a little roo. It's actually a kid at some point that comes out in a baby Klokani outfit. It reminds me of college sports in America, I think, for the most part. So when I go see that, I see the mascot, I'm like, this is my team. I have to adopt this team now. So so every time we get to see them, Sam and I try to go to another football game. But maybe on this topic, this is kind of neat. Have you ever reported on sports in particular when it comes to the Prague Pig, when it comes to the PraguePig.com?
I don't cover sports so much. Most of my journalism background was in sports. I was a football. I still write about football, but for a couple of British magazines, World Soccer and When Saturday Comes. I was a sports reporter and then sports editor at the Prague Post, which sounds quite grand, but it was a one page and kind of a part-time job. But
with dogs playing in mud, like that picture you talked about, the hard-hitting journalism for sports journalism.
We made that a priority, yeah. But we did some interesting things. I did travel a lot, but I think with the problem you run up against really is that expats already have their favorite teams back home, and so it's a bit like, I suppose, the problem of like Florida sports franchises in North America, that like the people don't have their roots there and they root for a team somewhere else, and so I think expats aren't so excited about Czech sports apart from a few enthusiasts such as myself.
An expat viewpoint on living here. What is the thing that you would say is the craziest sort of thing you've learned from being an expat, living here in Czech Republic, making this basically your second home?
I think the thing, I think when I first came here a long time ago, and I kind of came here with this idea that the Czech Republic was kind of, it was a former communist country and it was a little bit backward and kind of, and that we were here to kind of educate these people about the West and capitalism and the democracy. And then after 20 years here, I kind of realized that maybe the Czech way of life has as much to offer me as our way of life has to offer the Czech Republic. That it's kind of, that the Czech way of life is, it's funny, like I think the things have changed here so much in the 20 years that I've been here, but at the same time, it's kind of the spirit of the place hasn't really changed. The way people look and dress and the kind of the appearance of the city has changed so much. But actually, but there's something about the Czech way of life, the Czech spirit that's kind of universal, that's kind of just keeps on going. Czech humor, that kind of thing.
I couldn't echo those sentiments anymore. That you're right, Sam. I think that you live here for several years, and you're not just kind of couch surfing and doing that post-college sort of "I lived in Prague" sort of mentality of drinking beer and just getting by and then going back home when you're broke and tired. If you're actually going to stay here for a while, you really get to know the Czech people for all the good and the not so good. We all have those problems back in our own cultures, right? But I really like the Czech people in a lot of ways. I, you know, my kids are half Czech, so I kind of have to in a lot of ways. I can't just say, you know what, I don't like you guys. But I think that you're right. That they're, and one of the reasons why I love doing my show with Travis and that experience is because you're right, Sam. You go into it thinking, well, gosh, I'm an American. I'm coming over here and I should be able to do just fine. You realize, well, a little bit of humble pie that, you know, making that transition is difficult for anybody. And you do feel kind of like a stranger in a strange land for a while. But the Czechs are kind of down-to-earth folk, you know, and they are welcoming once you get to know them. They remind me a lot of people in Michigan where you kind of you get that sort of northern attitude where, boy, no one's talking to me for about 6 months. But once you get to know them, you have a few beers with them, you speak a little bit of Czech, they're great folks. They're really great people. And I think you've probably seen some of that when you do your reporting.
Yeah, I think one thing I should probably point out is that Prague Pig is quite snarky at times. It's kind of, it's sort of, I guess, a kind of gawkerish kind of sensibility. But it is kind of, it does kind of come from a genuine affection for Prague and for the Czech Republic. And I do like living here. And I think it's kind of in the same way that I suppose people in New York in the 70s or Manchester where I came from in the 80s, when the city was a bit rough around the edges, I think you have that kind of, you still have that kind of pride in it, and you have kind of pride in the rough edges as well. Kind of, I think I say on the website in the About Us section that I kind of love Prague, warts and all. And I think that's definitely true. I mean that.
You know, one thing as we kind of wrap up our program tonight, that I my experience with living over here is that I have a brand new appreciation for immigrants that come to the United States and start their life brand new. you know, with the language, with the culture, trying to raise their children in a different culture. You know, I flipped the table on my experience, and I'm seeing it from the other aspect of things. And it really is a grander sense of appreciation for the struggles that an expat has when they move to someplace completely different for various reasons, of course. But I really do see that from a different standpoint. I think that's also one of the beauties of traveling. Not just living someplace else, but traveling to see what life is like in other places. I get that enjoyment from doing the podcast, and it looks from what I'm seeing with your webcast website that you have the same sort of feeling.
Yeah. I think you've got to have respect for anybody. I think that's something that being an expat teaches you. So you've got to respect how difficult it is to move from one country to another and kind of settle somewhere and build a new life. And obviously not everybody does it with the same kind of resources that British or American people do as well. So, and I think that's, but it's a big part of, I think with Prague Pig, I'm just looking at kind of building a bridge in a way. It's a lot of it's silly and kind of inconsequential and just, it's just fun stuff, but in some ways I'd like to think that it kind of does connect a part of Czech culture with the English speaking world that otherwise wouldn't be connected. I think that's a big part of what makes it fun for me to keep on doing it.
Sam, thanks so much for joining us on the Bohemian Podcast, and we'll be hearing more from you and other shows, I'm sure, but we'll be hard at work with this book and the title. should we do the title first? Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So until next time, for Sam Beckwith, I'm Pete Coleman. Have a great evening, and Naskladano from Prague.
You have been listening to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dole. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com, or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes, or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemian Podcast, thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.